Blog Talk Radio.
Lying beside you, here in the dark, feeling your heartbeat with mine. Softly you whisper, you're so sincere. How could our love be so blind? We sailed on together, we drifted apart, and here you are by my side. Yeah, so now I
hello, everyone, and welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. Here we are again. It's Wednesday, and as you guys noticed, we started out with our song. Our very, really positive friend Jennifer Grimm gracefully let us use and has been on the show and with open arms. We are going to start some of the energy today. Those of you who are new to Psychics Gone Wild, it's 773-897-6461 to get on the show to have one of those mini readings. This is Wednesdays, and this is going to be the last Wednesday show that you can call in and talk with a psychic. We're going to be, if you've looked at the advertisements, promoting and having a psychic class on meditations and chakras, and we'll be having it on at 2 p.m. Eastern Time here live Wednesdays for 7 weeks with Amy Cavanaugh. Those of you who've listened in and know, Amy's our very, very talented and gifted mermaid here in Florida, and we all just really have enjoyed the time with her. And as we're shaking up the schedules, you've got to just call in or get a hold of us daily, because we have went to B&O on Mondays at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, and we have been really busy. One thing we really enjoy, and I do promote with all of you, is, you know, remember, we are sponsors here of our own self and our own means. KCBirthCards@gmail.com, Triscuit17@yahoo.com, and JethroSmith at www.ReadingWithLisa.net. You know, you guys go in and you by doing the readings and doing the birth cards and the angel readings, you continue to make this a successful journey. So one thing I really want to thank all of you and welcome you on this fun Wednesday is we are going to be taking a few callers here in a few minutes and looking at, as we did yesterday, you'll have just a few minutes with that free mini reading. And one of the great things that we've had happening is we are really promoting some of the shows that we've got coming up. Those of you who listened in, we're really excited. We've got Patty Negri on, and she was on, and we had a very positive discussion on channeling and seances and different varieties of the psychic ability. And I have had a lot of positive input on the fact of the discussion. We talked about this yesterday on the live show, and we discussed we are doing people who will be on there, and we're still waiting for a confirmation from Kelly's person that she picked, Rita, and I'm waiting for Jan to be able to tell me that she will be on. I do need you guys to get a hold of me at Facebook, or if you know, I'm friends with most of you, and if you or Rita don't want to do that, call me at the phone number of mine at the 928-284-0437 and say, this is Jan, this is Rita, I can or I can't be on Sunday, June 10th for that really good special show. We will be discussing a lot of topics, and I welcome you to, you know, those of you who were selected to go ahead and pick, you know, whatever topics you want. We are going to try to keep it down to where everybody gets to have a few minutes discussion. And the exciting thing about Psychics Gone Wild is we'll be able to talk and discuss. I am really asking people to, the really positive thing that we've been asking for, and one of those is to be sure that tonight, those of you who listen into Journey into the Light, pay attention, Psychic Jethro, I'm going to be there, and we're going to have some fun. We're going to be doing an hour again, of just like we did last week, with people calling in, and get a hold of us at 347-884-8245, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. And, you know, I'm listening in last night. Those of you who listened into his show, Michael Long's show is just phenomenal. One of the great discussions was the fact that as psychics, we are pretty much out there working and helping people. And he had Michelle White Dove on. I have a phenomenal, very gifted psychic and best American psychic, number one psychic. And those of you who tuned in last night got to find out from Michael Long why and how she earned that. And great program that was on life a couple years ago. And one thing I really welcome and really would like to encourage those of you who have contacted is know that we are doing a discount for those who call in for me at JethroSmith.net. And this is what keeps the shows on. And it's like you get a discount right now. If you get on there, you can get into one of my readings. And if you put Blog Talk Radio on there, you know, what I will do is I've been giving out discounts to people on the phone readings. That only includes that. The other ones, you can get an email reading from me on there, which is a very good fair amount. I've had friends say, okay, I'll just send a picture in and get a couple questions and an email reading. And that's very affordable. I do that very affordable for you. And it also is how we do this. And so what I really want to make sure that everyone that's been listening in knows that we've been having a really good fun time. And we just start out with the fact that we are doing this as a positive and to help others. I know that some other people had commented on me before on the fact of what was my purpose. And my purpose is to help others. I really feel that this gift and with, I passed and came back and have worked with this, that the time that I was as a child drowning and coming back, you know, I saw a lot of light and I realized that I needed to be here helping people. And then as we look at this and we start to work on this, we the psychics do this to help. And that's where we encourage with those of you. It is a very fun and a very positive experience. And the guarantee you get those minutes in that time, you know, please always encourage with, friends and other people to tune in and listen to it. And, you know, to write. One of the really good things that we've got is on this, I really adhere and will be doing some more readings and with other people and suggesting to those of you who really do enjoy with it. And what we're going to start with here is we're going to go into a little few minutes here on the phone, and I will limit this down to you. So if you do get disconnected. I apologize, but if you know you've got so many minutes, and so I will be having you speak to me, and with the questions you've got today. Unfortunately, because of the time we're running into, and because of things, I will read with you. If you're looking for just a general reading and you're really curious, I would advise you, and I really would welcome you to call us back at 773-897-6461 on Fun Friday with me and Lady Palmer. We'll both be on. And, you know, when we do these readings, we really encourage, you know, all of you guys to understand that we really welcome this, and I want to help you. We're going to get fun, and I want to thank you guys. Yesterday we had such a fun time. So without further ado, let's go to 248. This is Psychic Sun Wild. How are you today?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
Really good. I want to thank you. I know you've waited quite a while for me to get all through my speeches, and this is Psychic Jethro, and I want to thank you for calling.
Oh, no problem at all. I appreciate your time.
Okay. And I feel here I need you to say your first name for me so I can have your guides allow me to read you.
Yeah, my name's Mike.
Okay. And I'm feeling here that you are looking at, I need you to go ahead and I apologize, we're having a little bit of difficulty on the phone. I'm feeling the energy here that you've got some questions concerning people.
Yes. Yes, I'm working particular project. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Yeah, it's okay. Just the phone. So we've got Venus came in yesterday, and I guess she left an attitude on the phone.
Yeah. Well, I've got a particular project that I'm working with, and literally in 6 to 8 weeks, no movement has been occurred, and it's basically because of a handful of people that are involved in this deal. Literally, luckily, I was waiting to go into the gym before I started to return emails and so forth so I could work out my frustrations towards this. And I was just looking to see if those people will be removed and we can finally get the main people.
Apologize there. We're going to give you just a minute and take a second here and see if we can clean this up. Just stay on the phone. Please, you know, stay with me. We're having technical difficulties, but it's all right. Sometimes this happens, and we're going to take just a second and hang on, and I'll be right back and see if we can get these phones working right and back into doing some readings to help. We are having a little bit more there, and that always seems to do it. There we go. How are you doing? I think we're back a little better there.
Okay.
I know. You had just started to talk, and I felt with you, you know, I realized with the business dealings and a couple people, and the guys are telling me that this is a hold and a pattern with the people that you've done business dealings with, that you have a couple of them that seem to like the control factor here.
If they would just get out of their own way, we could have success.
That's what I feel, and I can see where you're working out the frustrations. You have the energies you've got happening. The angels are telling me that you're going to be working here, really, pretty much making this happen. They're telling me there's going to be a delay here. I see you going through the frustration, and I see you sitting down and starting from A to B and working with the different parts and finding that you've got a male here that is not compiling and handling his work, and you seem to have to be, I see you like talking to him over a phone, it seems like it's a distance, I see he is deliberately dragging his feet. It's like he kind of waits for, like he's waiting for another deal to come through, and it's ironic is that his business has done okay by you, but frustratingly, that's what they're showing me. That, you know, and be sure because of the phone and the radio to get in and get a full reading with this, because you can tell as we're going through, I've got like about 8 people behind you and they're putting pressure. When we get this energy going, it's like I'm getting all these people. So what I want to welcome with you is that they're telling me you're going to do this for the business deal. They said to hang on to your other allies. You have some people that have done business with you for years, and you need to start talking a little more. Get back into what's going on. There's some background here. There's some other energy, that information that you are not aware of. I do feel that you had someone, not, I would say want to replace you, but someone out behind you doing other work. You know, they're telling me to watch that, because unfortunately this person is not, they're not capable of doing it, but you've still got some other things going on a little behind. And they said, get in there, do your patty cake, you know, I mean, your positive talk, your work, your discussions, and to psychically be able to get those things going in, because then you're able to also make sure that everybody's feeling that really positive part of what you were looking for, and that's to help have other people really working with you on this. They said that there's enough financial that's even better. There's more money behind what's going on for you now with this deal, and it's just not, they're not grasping it. They're telling me that the people you're dealing with is not, it's like this is one, this is going over their head, if you know what I'm saying.
Oh, no, and the two that are kind of blocking the transfer of information to the main investment person, to the owner, is they've really put up roadblocks, and I've got some communication with that main person, Diane, right now, but finally, I mean, it literally took 6 to 8 weeks and me almost to blow a gasket to get this done.
But the angel said that, and they said this time you're going to, it's a different tactic now that you're learning to know thy resistance. And it's like, you know, we're all hearing all this, how we all just think and we do manifest, and it is great with the, you know, the mental. And it seems to be you have people here who are utilizing the fact they really have to have an extra jump, push, kickstart. You know, we use all the polite terminology of getting them to roll and do what they need to do. And the angels are showing me this is not anything different, but it does seem to be, as it's happening here, especially with Venus just doing its transition and the energies,
yeah.
The angels are showing
well,
me your...
Well, their fees are about to get cut, so, I mean, if that's not motivation, I don't know what is.
I also see what you've got there, too, and I know that the angels are showing with you that it's going to be a little bit of a delay, and what I see happening here is that this is still going into July, and I see some of it has gotten pieces handled, and you're looking at it like a net of here's some of it together, here it is, and it's still not tangible enough to completely get the deal sealed. There's where I see you forcing this, and it's, you know, the guys are saying this is going to do, you're looking at changing one of those business associates. There's been so much frustration from this. It's like overseas or something. They keep saying a person that's not, they're not, I don't feel they're real close with you. I want to say overseas because I get a lot of distance between you and them.
I know that everybody in the group that I'm currently working, well, the end trader, investor, will be in Germany.
Okay, and there's
put everybody together,
and I feel it going there. I do see you actually doing some of your other parts of your work there, and they're telling me that to really do some of this too, we'll have to take a time where we can get into some of the private things, and that's not over the radio because of numbers and other work there to be able to give you a really good reading. And I hope I've helped you. They've got a real hard one there, and my prayers are towards you. And keep, you know, contacting us here. This is Psychics Gone Wild, and I want to thank everybody. We are on 773-897-6461. We're having a lot of technical difficulties, so it's a little harder to get your few minutes in with me today as we got so many people calling in. 717, you're on the air.
Hello, Jethro. How are you? This is Kareen.
Hi, Kareen. I'm doing pretty well. I've had a little bit of technical difficulties today and trying to really put that white energy out there. Last caller was we were trying to help him, and then all of a sudden it's just been really intense trying to get the phone to work. And
I wonder if it's Venus transition.
You know, we were just joking about how she came in, and we're not so sure how happy she is today.
yeah, I'm not too sure either. But anyway, I did have a question. I had gotten a private reading from you the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering if you could expound on the fact of my husband's boss that we're having difficulty with. I don't know how much you can put on the radio, but what are my guys or angels saying that can we get him to back off of my husband because he's being so difficult? Ultimately be victorious, in other words?
Well, I do see that... you guys have been having some those technical problems again, but I can see that you're having a lot more tensions from him coming. I guess that in his Venus was the girl that wasn't a pretty girl, because it's like Venus is running through this man's chart, and she's making him come at your husband with all guns bared. And it's like there's nothing that your husband has done wrong. It just seems to be that he's fueled up, and as we go into June, they're showing me that it is. And your question of having some things done there, they keep showing me you doing some really positive affirmations at home, and you and your husband putting much another energy that's going to put around your husband with crystals. They keep showing me crystal points with some very positive work there, and they're telling me that yes, this person's going to eventually have this come back. While this is going on, he's also sending you some other negativity. And they're telling me that that's the answer with it. There's some other sad things happening here, and I do remember when we did personally get into this with the reading, is your husband's got more than just one enemy there. It's like he basically is working in a pit of snakes or something, is what they're telling me.
Yes, exactly. Yes, he is. Yes, and he's got to orchestrate everything and try to get these snakes to be charmed, so to speak.
That's what I'm getting, and I get that, you know, Karina is a very good friend and a very strong, positive ally to Psychics Gone Wild and Living in the Psychic Realm, and just personally a very positive friend to me, that I can tell you this, Karina, all the energies you've got and all of the energies your husband has as the gift of who you are going to be put together, and eventually you're going to sit down and come up with a positive way of wording and putting together to have Raphael's healing energy to surround you to, Michael's shield to protect you, and then you're going to have Uriel's knowledge of the three tripod of angels to protect and watch over you as you guys get through the next 2 months, because these guys are just trying everything they can. And your husband is at a point where his shield has gotten tired. You know, it's been hit and continually and energy-wise, and what I'm seeing here is these people seem to enjoy keeping him at a pace where he's a no-winner. No matter what he says or does, he cannot prevail over them, and they're feeding off of getting him stressed, or they're getting the negativity. There's been a couple times your husband wanted him to put this job where they'll never get it pulled out of him, and they're telling me in the times that's coming, but it's unfortunately, as this is happening, the angels are saying there's where the angels are, and they're telling me one of those things, that this is the last of the karma to do in the next 2 months. Keep that, work with that. Privately, I will send you another one of those ones I have on a guardian one, and we'll have that angel work done there to get them coming in and you and him back on a very positive note, more helping your husband, because what I feel is happening is it's taking from both of you.
Yes, it is. It's draining both of us severely.
They're just
because it's such negativity and such, you know, and his health is not great. So that's the biggest concern.
That's what I feel. And this is one of those hardest karmas here when, you know, the times we're in with this 2012, we're seeing so many people that are working out and putting energy. And one of the excellent psychics said last night on Journey into the Light, here we are out there helping other people, and we've got so many negative and haters and people giving us a problem. It's just not tolerated. And I agree. We're all taking a stand. And I feel this is where you're at, Karina. I feel you and your husband are light beacons. And so the other side has sent in these and what they're doing is they're doing it down. They tell me you will triumph it, but it's going to take a couple months, and there's some more energy of there's another ally you and your husband have, that it's a female who's going to be helping you from another area. She's going to be putting out and helping you with this positive light.
Good. Okay, I know who that is. So thank you very much. I greatly appreciate it.
Thank you, and blessings to you.
Blessings to you always, Jethro. Thank you. I greatly appreciate all your help and all your love and light that you give everyone every day.
Thank you, Karina. We're going into the energy here that we have today, having one of those great days on Psychics Gone Wild at 773-897-6461. And if it lets you in, just try back. It's blipping. We've got some more people. We've got some callers. It looks like we're almost to the halfway mark on our hour show. I thank everybody this Wednesdays. We are doing a lot of change. I'm going to promote a little bit here that those of you who saw the episode info is we will be on 2 p.m. next week, Eastern Time Live, and we will be with Amy Kavanoff. She will be our special guest, and she is going to be working with the chakras, doing classes with us, and she does some very top-shape affirmations, working with practical tools, you know, to keep those chakras in shape. She is very positive. You know, those of you who know that we, Amy has become a friend of ours through Blog Talk Radio and the Psychics Gone Wild, and she is going to be on Wednesdays, like I said, the 7 weeks course, and helping us get those chakras into shape. And she couldn't be on this week. Those of you who've been listening in know that she will start with us on the red chakra next week, and she got a hold of me at the last minute, and I think other forces and jobs and work and things stopping her from doing it. Amy's our mermaid down here, and she is going to, she's promised me we're going to have a mermaid picture real soon, and we're really excited with her and her gift and her abilities as a healer. And she will be on live with us. And those of you who've been paying attention to the show, I did publicly talk with you guys and had, you know, was going to today, but, like, you know, things happen. So what we're doing is, you've got Psychic Jethro, you're on Psychic's Gone Wild with me, and we're doing some little mini readings, we're having a little fun. We're also promoting and talking about some of the up-and-coming shows. Sunday, June 10th, grab on to your hat and be here, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, Psychic's Gone Wild. We will have on the show Peggy Nagrai, who is on The Great Chefs on the Fox Network, who is a dance with Gregory Hines, who is very much a channel that had seances on TV. She did tell us she prefers to just say witch, but everyone that's read or done her biography knows that she is known as a great, very white witch, a very strong energy. We joked with those of you who are friends and saw on Facebook, one of the excellent, really positive remarks was that after she was on the show with me, I could not get the show to let us do anything. And we laughed because she was politely and gracious, you know, had time and gave us a full hour to be with her. We talked to her, and then all of a sudden we thanked her and let her go. She couldn't go anywhere. The radio wouldn't let it go, and nobody else could get in or out or anything. And we realized that the higher powers and the greater energies and the forces of, you know, in your belief of the white energy was making and having her stay on. So we got to talk to her a lot longer. We had a very fun time. I want to laugh. You guys can hear me talk faster as we go. I got a lot of emails, and I really must tease you guys. You know, Patty is not only very well known, but one of the most positive energy forces there is. She discussed how she does a lot of charity work. And, you know, she, as I was bringing this up and speaking with her, she said something that was very, very positive and very true. You know, the people that are out there doing this work, that are helping with planting trees, doing organizations, putting out the energy and the vibes, are just doing this. That's just what they feel and they need to know. And after she was off of the show, she teased me and she left. Those of you who've listened in said, she goes, you know, welcome to, good luck with your energy there. We actually did a little bit of left and finished the show. I want to thank everybody, and we just had a good time. I still laugh. I just talking about it gets me hyper. It was a very positive show, and she's coming back June 10th. And those of you who have experienced any type of energy or anything of it, I can tell you, you know, with all my years of 40-some years of doing this psychic work and work, it was one of the most strongest, the most positive and phenomenal energies that was meant to be. And looking at it, we've been promoting with everyone. You know, we've got some really good things. We are working with our Tristan, trying to get days set here. So those of you who come in and can get a really great reading with Tristan and her angel cards, you know, we are confirming that. And those of you, if that's not able, you know, with Tristan, I know that she's here in Florida too. We just have been so busy that not always can you get together even for a Skype conversation. One of the great things is I had someone tease me about what I do in the day. And so I let them know, starting with the first 4 hours of my day, and then, you know, what I've done. Being an entrepreneur and being a white worker in this, and becoming, those of you I can proudly say you're going to know that it'll be coming out very soon here, as I become a reverend. I have a reverendship papers and have been pastorized, where I would actually be considered a reverend now, and that is one of my spiritual paths that I was told to do. I moved across the country from Pasadena, California to Tampa, Florida, and am now working here helping everyone. So those of you who, you know, welcome aboard. If you're coming to Psychics Gone Wild and you're looking to get an answer and you're ready to have some fun, do it. If you're coming to Psychics Wild and you want to argue or you're having a bad day, I would just suggest maybe looking at another Blog Talk show that you know, arguments are up. Because what we're doing here is we're having fun and we're out to help you. I'm welcoming and would love to have a few people on. One of them is Corrine. We just spoke with her. I am putting out the blessings and know this is a phenomenal positive white healer who's got a lot on her plate. But I can tell you from meeting her and talking with her on the phone that this person is going to do some phenomenal work in the white work. Watch. Hang on. You heard the name Corrine, and I can guarantee you, by the end of the year, here's one of my new prophecies, watch for. We all knew with Jennifer Grimms, as you heard the song today. Jennifer Grimms just made contact with me 2 days ago. She's doing another music one, and she's on the radio, and I will be keeping you guys informed there with a show that she's doing on a special one, and advertising and discussing different songs and different musicians and other work, and really soon to be out there with more of her music. So there's another one I promote, and I want you guys to hang on. We are always and will be promoting and having new and every eventual psychics. One of the excellent things that we are doing here and we're going to do for those of you is we're going to be bringing in more of the psychic teaching and workings and network. This will be less of the mini. There's all the programs on Blog Talk Radio for those mini readings. What I'm doing here and what we're here for is to help you. So those of you who've been in, I know there's some of you who's been in quite a while, actually up to 40-some minutes. We're going to turn around 727. You're on Psychics Gone Wild.
Hello, this is Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Really good. I thank you. I welcome you. I know that, you know, you were one of the longer ones that hung in with while I talked away, but I just got so much to do in an hour. Lisa, I thank you for calling Psychics Gone Wild, and I'm going to have you give me your, actually your date of birth, and then your. I have to unfortunately have you just ask the question at this point. I apologize, I because of the timing.
Okay, my birthday is April 3rd, 1971.
Okay, Lisa, I'm feeling here with you. I'm feeling with your energies that you are. You've got some things that are happening in your life that are. You've got to change. They're telling me you're working with a lot of frustration. You seem to be I feel you're a very strong soul. You also are very much handling a lot. They're telling me you've got, your shoulders are full. They're telling me you've got a lot of work going on there.
Yes, that's true.
Very much, Lisa. And I would love to go in, and I do like give other readings, but I'm going to have you ask me, what is the question you want to look at most specifically? Is it?
My financial.
Okay, Lisa, what I'm also seeing here happening, I see this being a very frustrating part here, and this is where the guides are telling me that we need some other things to happen. And when I look at the numerology and I look at things with you, I do see that you know, we've put out a lot. Lisa, please, I will send you my abundance one at psychicjethro@aol.com. You know, write, and I know I've got a lot of emails, I do a lot, but if you write on there, you know, please send abundance prayer, I will send that to you at psychicjethro@aol.com. And I feel with you, there's some other stress and some other things happening. I see that there is some other things there that are not real good. I keep seeing that you're finding it's not anything you've done. I mean, it's not like I can say, okay, Lisa, you went out and partied like a wild woman for 3 years. Macy's is so scared of you that when your visa went by, it's not like that. What I'm feeling that's happened to you is this has been a gradual and an intense financial breakdown for you. I feel that you're working and trying to get, I keep seeing that the jobs and other things have just been really hard for you. I feel like it's like that you're making, for the times you couldn't even make your means. It was like you were trying to stretch a budget that wasn't really even a budget.
Okay.
And they're telling me that the angels that you're going to be able to get through, and I really, you know, seeing this is one of those things that we do professionally on private, and I know with, you know, you're at a point with the financial, you need that abundance, so that's where we're going to get you some other things happening. I can relate with you when it seems like when we really need it the most is when, you know, it's hard there, but they're showing me that I see some other things the next 2 months happening for you, and one of those is I really see you going through some other stressful things, Lisa, of still some other finance there. I feel like there's somebody who could be bringing in another amount or something there, but you're not really got much help is what I'm getting, Lisa. Every time I go to look, I keep seeing it like blocked. I'm trying to. I apologize, you know, and people. I know people. Please don't get mad at the messenger. I've had people say, "Wow, you know." Well, you know, the better part of being with this is seeing with the other work. I see you going out and working and doing some other looking in other ways and making it, trying to make it also happen, that you are putting out some extra time and some other things for you. And there's where the guides are showing me, it's not the conventional ways of getting a financial way to get the money to come in. And they're saying that in that. It's like, okay, when you're looking at the job market and you're looking at things, that's what they're saying. They're saying that it's going to be another one and another different place of looking. And they're showing me that as you're going through, I see the internet, it seems to be, the internet's taking your time, and yet you've got to go through to get a job. That's where everybody's going. And I see this being where you're going to go, and I keep getting some outside people, some other places. I see you, you've worked with some family here and there, and it's like the other families tried to help you and other ones, but they still denied you. Mm. And I'm like looking with the guides going, and there's where I feel like with the angels that they're going to do this. They're telling me that we need to do some really strong things and some work here on getting... for Lisa to change the other part of the pattern, and they're telling me that there's going to be work coming, but it's going to come again from some other financial things that are there. That you know, it's like, and I keep feeling there where you are. The economy is like they're okay. You're looking, you're pounding the pavement. I'm getting the energies, but they're telling me that it's going to be through like working with spot jobbing or some other things, and they're telling me that. We, you know, this is going to be all right with other ones helping around with you, but I still see this being a bad couple spot. I would suggest with you to really kind of look at having an astrology done, because there's something here, numbers and other things going. There's something here that we need to look at. I don't feel that you, obviously you're a good person. I don't feel that with the karma, but I feel like there's something here going that as a person reading, everything I see is stopping. And so what I would suggest as a psychic and what I really would promote is work with getting with some breaking loose of the energies, some of those traditional things that people talk about when you're doing other positive ways of getting in and doing some other things out there. And it's not, I don't want you to go do expensive stuff, but I say do some of that out. They're showing me, like, put it out and have someone do the prayer, going and lighten the candle at the church, doing some of this extra to break that energy, because I feel what's happened here is that unfairly you've got some odd energies there that are causing this to happen to you. And I would, as a client, I've had people I've helped with this, and it usually takes sometimes a spiritual cleansing. It takes sitting down and doing some work, because you've got some outside things that are causing this effect too, and looking at it. They're showing me that in the next couple months it's going to be better, but we want to change that with the free will and make this happen there. I hope that helped you, Lisa. This is a real difficult one, and I welcome you to call in on Psychics Gone Wild and speak with Kelly, have her do your birth cards, and have Tristan look at the angel ones. We need some different ones working here, Lisa, because it looks to me like a combination that's holding you down. And, you know, as we had with Corrine earlier with her health and hitting with the energy, you've got some things that are making your finances terrible. We need to get Matthew in there in 17 and the faith and the strength to pull you out of there. And I feel there's an answer. I would also suggest having like a, sometimes people will do an email reading and have people look at their chakras, because then they can look and see what they've got going on there and see what else is happening, because there's some other stuff going on there. With 562, you're on live on Psychics Gone Wild.
Hi, how are you? My name is Alexandra.
Hi, Alexandra. This is Psychic Jethro. I'm doing really good. I had a really wild time starting out with the phones, and now we're better, and we're doing some little mini readings and working with people, and I really thank you for calling in. Unfortunately, we only did an hour show, and I'm going to be on tonight on Journey into the Light. I'll give you that phone number, too, and you can call in there and get a free mini reading. But I'm going to have you, Alexandria. At this point, I have a lot of new callers calling in. I can feel with you. And what I'm doing is I'm feeling with you that you are experiencing relationship.
Mm-hmm, true.
That's what I'm feeling. That's what I'm getting, and I really would, you know, I welcome and I love with this. We're fun on Psychic Squad Wild, and we do this to help, you know, and to get people with the right psychics. And what I'm feeling with you, Alexandria, is that your guys are telling me that we're doing this over the air, and I've got about maybe 5 minutes with you, so I'm going to go quick, and I it's okay. Your guys are making me laugh. They're telling me that you are unique. You are one of those people that you've been through some things, and they're you know, they just, things happen with you different than other people. Mm-hmm. That, you know, other people look and say, okay, Alexandria is, you live by your heart. What you feel in your heart, you're always going to do. Now, there's people that are heartfelt people, but you also have some really, I want to laugh, don't get offended, but you have some very happy, silly guides. Your guides are hilarious. I love your guides. Your angels are showing me that they pretty much are going to do how they like, what they like, and sometimes other people don't understand you, but you have like a very childlike quality about you. They're showing me childlike.
Sometimes.
Okay, well, and they said that they're going to really bring in with this relationship. I'm going to have you say the person's name because they're making faces at this person. I don't understand. I want you to tell me your relationship's first name.
Well, I just ended one for 5 months, which I don't think he's going to come back, which is David. But there's one person that I know in my heart of hearts that he is my soulmate, but he lives in another country. And we were supposed to get married, and we split up in November. So I don't know if I, you know, like I want to move on. I don't want to go backwards. But for some reason, when I do talk to my guide, it brings up his name. I really don't know what that means.
There, because he is the one, and that's what they're talking about. He is, he's like your inner child. He's, and they're doing, that's what that's hilarious. Thank you, because I'm like, okay, you know, they're not doing pretty new faces to David, and David deserves it. David was not good to you. David needs to learn how to have a mature relationship, and David did not understand that you gave him your heart, and he was unfortunately not grown up enough to treat you well. There's where you are a very good person, and they're showing me that the person that you do love, they're doing to him like they're like teasing him to get his attention. And what they're telling me, and that's why they keep bringing it up, is that, you know, he is very strongly karmically with you still. I would work with this, and this is something I do a lot with spiritual workings, is we sit down and we do some angel work, and we sit down and get you karmically released to where you can karmically go with this, because you guys are spiritual ties. Now, this is, I don't know how, Alexandria, I'm going to really give you a big metaphysical lesson real quick, but just because of everybody listening in, I know when you call, there's probably 15 to 20 people behind you who's also going, whoa. If you are a twin flame and you have those energies, there's a different energy, and a lot of people have to be raised to go through that. Now, you two are at a spiritual karmic relationship. You are karmically tied together. So what's happening, he's in another country, he's over there, he could be still doing contact with you, but some other things happened between you two, and I feel that he still loves you. I can feel there's still emotions there running between the two of you. So when he thinks of you, you feel of him. You think of him, he feels of you. Your guys are going, okay, buddy, start tracking. They want him to kind of start looking you up, trying to find you. Do you know what I'm saying? He could be getting some contact. The country he's in, I feel like he's very much working with a lot of stuff. I feel you still love him.
Yeah, I thought I didn't, but I believe I do, because I usually move pretty quickly over a relationship, but it doesn't seem it's going away. You know, it's just, I don't know, he keeps coming up on anything and everything, and it's just like annoying to me, because I so much want to meet the right person, and I want to open myself up for a new relationship, but I'm not even meeting anybody, which is really weird.
No, that's exactly what I'm talking about, and what it is, and this is where I help a lot of couples and a lot of people with their karma, is, you know, if I were to read your picture, like an aura picture, I would read it. I would say, there's your relationship. Your relationship is your mate, and he's in another country, and you're like, we're not together. But the links that you two have and the spiritual color and the energy is still together. It's like you two have not even... You know, you've done the physical things we do here, but the spiritual hasn't been done. There's where we need to do that. And I know that a lot of, I know I had to learn this as a teenager, because what happens is our relationship, we really put those things together. The angels, people will argue this, and I know, go save your emails, don't snail mail me, don't scream at me, people. I know, and I have done this for years, that the guides do know all the things, but they do, when it comes to spiritual relationships, have some loose ends and some things go. They're doing this in energy, and like you said there, you know, no one's coming, and you're a very positive person. I love what they're saying. So your guys are like finding a way to get mad at him. That's some of why I'm seeing these faces. They're showing him, okay, buddy, they're giving him things to make you uptight with him, so you will, you know, pardon the expression, kick him to the curb, putting energy there to do this spiritually, because you're not together. But we need to spiritually work with this. do some work. I always have people do a spiritual cleansing right after a relationship. You know, those of you who listened in, I always promote the white carnation one of mine, or actually well, it's of someone's I've learned, but it's a white carnation cleansing that I say mine because I add a few extra things to it that I do to make sure your aura is cleansed, those links aren't there, and then you will, you know, you're going to sleep like a baby, your energy is going to come back, and then you're going to be able to go on. They're telling me that the angels that they do have someone in mind and that there is some other relationships for you. This is a life for you to do karmic relationships. So we want to get you into what you are with your guides. They love you and spiritually they're, but then we want to get them and you working together because you are to have relationships here where some of these are to be quickly gone through as friends, and then you're going to turn around and have that really strong love. And what I love about your angels is one way or another, you are going to be a person in this life that gets to have a relationship, and they are going, okay, if he wants to sit over there and be like that, and we're still with it, we'll do this. He also has talked to you, but he never really in his heart has done the energy out. We need to turn this over like we do with the spiritual one to the angels. And I really work a lot with Uriel and the knowledge, and I work with Ariel and the new beginnings and doing that in the east. And I will have him set, or the angel do the entity and do the work there to release you so that you can go on. And then you're going to notice something really excellent is you are going to really feel better. Because I feel you've been, even though you guys are separate, you're still working out and putting that energy with him that you guys have been doing for quite a while. And there's where the angels are also telling me, as you're putting out the other part, you're not able to really have other people. There's, and it's you've moved on mentally. It's, you know, the spiritual. And what I like with you, what I'm sensing with you is you've got some really positive things. You're a person that in a psychic class, if we were doing meditation or psychic classes I do with people on the internet or through classes I do in Sedona or California or here in Florida, I would have you help with some of the other work because that's part of it. You have, your guides are able to bring in some of the magical stuff. You are very much still very a positive soul and energy. That's why the guides are doing what they're doing. And they're also wanting this to be positive there. That there's a reason, there's a very slim, intense thing, and that's where I would have you personally, if we weren't on the radio, sit down and look and say, do you want to look at this and try to do the positive of having the angels bringing you two together? Do you want to wait this amount of time? And there is some time before he's back over anywhere, because whatever's going on with him in that other country, I feel that he's going to try to pull you there. It's like he needs to handle all the stuff he's got, then he's going to decide to live in another country, is what they're telling me.
Yeah, I mean, he would have to, if he lives so far away in a country that it's just not safe, he travels a lot because he's an engineer, but I strongly believe that he needs to come to this country to have a fulfilled life. You know, and it's funny that you told me, you just mentioned meditation. I had my first class in my home yesterday, a meditation. I was so proud of myself. I was so nervous. My spirit guide said, you have to teach. And I kept thinking, oh, my God, I'm so embarrassed. Like, I've never taught before, But I'm trying to listen to them and just let them guide me because, you just tend to think, oh, am I crazy? Did I really hear that? But it went so well. The people that came to me, they were so awesome, and they felt so refreshed after they left. So, my first reaction was like, I just need to just cancel this class and just forget about this because I think I'm crazy. And then, but then now you confirmed it that that's what I'm supposed to do. So I'm so glad. Like, you have no idea. You gave me, hope. Like, I should keep going even though I'm just scared,
I do, and I love what the angels are saying with you, and it's very positive, and that's exactly why. Sometimes you guys just heard the phone go wonk, and it went crazy while Alexandra was talking. She's back on here, and it's what it is the guys are just like, they're talking to her while we're talking. So she's like, oh, and they're like, yay. So they hugged her to tell her, yes, her guys want her to go to meditation class. And you're right. It does seem a little crazy, but, you're not. And what was really excellent, and what I used to laugh at, what my teachers would help me with it, and when being a child, always getting to hear and working in the levels of it, even me in this years of it, there's been some times that I'm like, woo. And what you'll hear and the angels will tell you is, like you said there, a lot. And you've got a lot. You're going to be doing so much work with this, and you're such a white warrior that I, my blessings to you. I feel honored that you picked my show to listen into, and this is Psychic Jethro. Get a hold of me here later on, and I'm sure you will be probably doing a show with me. I see you also helping others. As your angels are very blessed, and they love you. I mean, they are just like, they hugged you when we were talking there just now.
They are pretty awesome. They helped me through so much through life. I mean, I've had some very difficult life, and I think that a lot of people don't pay attention to them, but they send us messages, and they carry us through on our darkest days, you know? And I think that that's what makes me more prone to want to help others, because I've been through it. So it's just, I gravitate to people who need help, you know what I mean? So kind of like you helping me, it's just like a circle of life, you know what I mean? Eventually I'm going to help somebody else because I'm returning that energy, that positive, you know, gift that you're giving me, and I have to give it to somebody else. I can't just keep it for myself, you know?
I agree, and I feel that's why the guides are also taking, you know, some other energies and some things that we've got going on there with the angels in you. And what they're telling me is that, you know, those of you who are working and doing exactly what, you know, we were just talking here, you know that these are not always easy. Realize that, you know, spiritually, you know, it's you take an exercise, you work a muscle, and, you know, it gets sore. Spiritually, there's times in this that you'll go and do it in pieces, just like you do anything. You know, I had a really good time. They would tell me to take it in months and work with it, and I had teachers working with me who would also tell me to take it and put it down for a while. There was times where, you know, you did it. When what she was just saying there, she's getting the wonderment and the positive and still apprehensive. When you're getting the energy and the guides are going with you, go with it. It's just like, you know, they're handing you Kool-Aid. You'll see people come out, and they're just like, here's this going. And like, you know, here all this stuff is going. And then when it gets to where you're like, okay, I'm doing my meditation, my chakras hurt, I'm doing things, and I'm not sleeping. Sleeping is a big thing. If it starts really, really interfering with your sleep, that's God's neglected gift or the higher power's neglected gift. So if it starts really, really affecting it, time to relax and say, okay, I'll take some time back. Then get into something totally away from it. You know, it doesn't take that long because the guides and the angels will bring you back. And what I love there is that we just saw, I'm a good example. I was not doing this. I put everything up. I locked it up. I said, okay, you know, I'm doing this. I worked a lot of hours, was a business owner, owned my own restaurant, went into other things, did a lot of work, and went quite a few years. And then all of a sudden, here it was. Later on, I'm having things. Here it was. And all of a sudden, they kept telling me, you've got to go to this psychic circle. And people I worked with were like, you know, and what was ironic is I never discussed this with any of them, and all of them are going, you're psychic. And I'm like, okay. You know, and I hit it a little. I actually did the other energy. And they were like, you need to go to this circle. You need to come to this. You need to go to this. So, you know, long story short, I went. The psychic there, first thing out, boom, boom, told me exactly. That was my teacher was asking for me. He was knocking. He was wanting to talk to me. Things were happening. Long story short, I'm back into this. Look at what I'm doing now. Here you guys are talking to me, listening to me on the show. And, you know, I love the fact that those of you listening to Psychics Gone Wild, that's what this is. It's a spiritual journey. Alexandria, you had said something really cool there about how your guides were helping you when you were going through things in your life. Do you sometimes, as I'm sensing here and feeling with you, do you feel most of your guides? I mean, you have a large group there.
Yeah, I do. I've gotten to know pretty much all of them. Before one way or another, they started, you know, showing up and introducing themselves and helping me on different situations. Some have different backgrounds. I have an African, I have an American Indian, I have a doctor. And so I see them. Depending on the different people that I meet. So if somebody, for whatever reason, is very ill or has a lot of sickness, then the doctor shows up. You know what I mean? It's kind of weird. I've never really could understand that. And like I said, I've always hid it. You know, even when I was a little girl, I used to see, you know, spirits and angels and stuff like that. And my mom always told me that I never to say anything because, you know, people would think I was crazy. So now I'm kind of like coming out of the closet, per se, you know, and I'm talking about it, and I'm, you know, of course I'm very nervous and scared because I'm always scared of, you know, people judging me, you know, or thinking, well, she's really weird or whatever, but it's something that, you were pushed into it, and I think that's where they're showing me that I have to do it. So I started slowly, like just doing meditation. And then hopefully those people that need that meditation and need that healing, Because I just went through some healing, and, you know, they sort of told me what was wrong, like certain obstacles that I've had within me emotionally, how to get rid of them. So then now I figure, well, okay, if I can get rid of it, then I can show somebody else to do it. You know what I mean? To basically live a quality life where they can find, be peaceful, content with their current relationship or their work or their, you know, prosperity, whatever it is, you know. So I'm the type of person that whatever I learn from, I like to teach others so they can defend themselves as well, help themselves, you know what I mean?
There, I think you have the heart for it. I bless you. I thank you for calling. Please let other people know. Tell them www.jethrosmith.net. If you ever get a chance, look up my book, Living in the Psychic Realm by Kay and Jethro E. Smith. It's a very phenomenal book. My second one's on the way. And I want to thank you. I've got to run because it's
Thank you so much. Blessings.
Blessings to you. Yay, 901, you've been on the whole show and you're on now.
Hi.
Hi.
My name is Anita. Mm-hmm. And my question was about a job. Do you see a job on the horizon?
Okay, Anita. I'm feeling like you've got some really, really tense. You get some headaches or something. You're getting a little headaches here from you. Feeling like a little bit of stress there. Big stress. Okay, Anita, you're not kidding about job. It's time. Anita's been out there hitting the pavement here. You've been trying to get a work, and the angels are showing me that you are, I'm going to have you give me your date of birth, Anita.
8/24/90.
I do see work coming. Anita, please get a hold of me at that psychicjethro@aol.com. My abundance prayer works. I've had people tease me. I went last night to, today's the day to be putting out those candles and lighting them. Kelly was telling us on there, those of you putting out prayers, get one of those dollar candles at Walmart. I went yesterday and I bought a $1.97 candle at the superstore, and I got a really good candle that I'm going to be doing today because this is the day to be putting that out. If you're looking for a job or work, put out a green candle. Sit down and say it. Now, those of you who are into spiritual, I sit down and I do Matthew 17, ask and you shall receive. Sit down and do a prayer. You know, the biggest thing is to put down and put the prayer. I do see you getting one, Anita, and what I'm seeing is I'm seeing you and the intent together. They're showing me that where you are is very frustrating to work. I feel like you've got, I don't feel it's your work reference, I don't feel it's the computer, but I see like where you're trying to get work there, I see you've got some frustration there. I apologize with where you are. I'm going to ask you what city. You don't have to tell me obviously too much, we're on the radio, but just city.
Minneapolis.
Oh, my goodness. Minneapolis, you need spanked. You guys are really hard there. Oh, my goodness. It's like I can feel the energy with you trying to get in there. And what I'm going to really do with the thing is, like I said, do the abundance with you because they're telling me that'd be a couple months unless we get the angels doing. We're going to get you going. And those of you who've listened in know I did this for LaShonda. I've done this for Rita. I've done this for a couple other people on Living in the Psychic Realm. I did this for some other ones, and what I'm going to do for you is I want you to get a hold of me. We'll do the prayer. We'll get this going, and I see you out there working. I'm going to ask you what field you're looking into. Is it customer service? Because I keep seeing you having other people trying to get like into your business or something.
Yeah, that's around the area I'm looking for.
I feel that you're you know, you're going in there, you're presentable, you've got the energy, you're professional, you're ready to get in there and be really good with it, but I feel like you've got something that's behind messing with you. I feel like you've got, okay, now your references, your resume, your paperwork, you're a very good person, and I feel this, and I want to put the prayers behind you and get you in there working. They are telling me you're going to do the conventional, going around and kind of around the area. I don't see wheels under you right now. Are you able to?
Oh, yeah, I have a car. Yeah.
Okay, good. Because I see this being a little farther from where you live and stuff, trying to get you out there. In Minneapolis, we want you in wheels. I live in Tampa, and there's places here I'm leery to walk. It's like I feel like with you, and the guys are showing me that we're going to get you a work there, but it's going to be a couple miles from where you live. And there we've got 90 seconds. I thank you, Anita. I apologize. That's the time we've got. And please call us again at 773-897-6461. Call in again, and what I can tell you is that we've got other people on. And we're going to put this there. Join, and if you could, punch the following, and you're one of our regulars and stuff, just check with us, and we're going to put out some prayers for you because it's time for you to get out there working. I feel like you got like tension in the back of the neck there.
Okay.
You know, I pray for you, and I know that we're working on that. I thank all of you guys for listening to Psychics Gone Wild. We've got our last few minutes here. We're on air, and I've got we're going through with it. It sounds like our phones are going a little wild, and I want to thank everybody who's been listening in. We've kind of had the most wacky day again, and it's because we are on Psychics Gone Wild. This is Wednesday. Tune in next week when Amy Kavanaugh will be here working with us on our chakras, doing the meditation, helping us with it. We've got 10 seconds. Kelly KC in the birth card is on the phone. I see her now. Anything you want to tell anybody, Kelly, in the last 10 seconds?
She's at 2 o'clock. Watch the argumentation.
Good. Everybody, blessings to you and have a great day.